Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable for this Friday, the 22nd of May. Very nice to have you with us on this Friday, on this 22nd of May, on this day before a holiday weekend. Good morning and welcome. Let me introduce our panel to you, and then we'll get started, and we'll welcome your comments as well. Roundtable@wamc.org. Ray Graff is here, newsman extraordinaire, and a man I thank very much for filling in the last couple of days.
Oh,
thank you, sir.
My
I appreciate
pleasure,
it.
Joe.
Very nice of you. Wonderful. Political consultant and occasional lobbyist. What number does it say on your... Libby can't hear
See,
us.
I tried to work this out in the
yes,
break, but
I
no
know.
One was listening.
There's no number.
Okay.
Try number 5.
All right. We're going to try number 5.
If you're just listening,
now I can hear you.
Listening in,
okay,
we're
there
adjusting
you go.
Our headphone volume, which we should have done during the break.
Yes, and we did not.
No, we didn't. No, you did not.
It's all right. I still love you.
and Alan Chartok, good morning, sir.
Good morning, my friend.
Oh, there he is.
Laid out to listen to the fabulous Arlo Guthrie last night. To the end, and singing Alice's Restaurant after 50 years in a sold-out performance at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield. It was wonderful.
That's great. So you got home late, and now...
Yeah, I'm a mess.
Yeah, you're a mess. All right, well. I know you'll rebound and be great, you know, for the hour, and then you can go back and nap.
Great.
All right. Good morning and welcome again. Roundtable@wamc.org. We'd love to hear from you. Roundtable@wamc.org. Let's go to our topics for this day. A lot going on. And I think let us begin with the story of the indictments in Baltimore and the Freddie Gray case, simply because this is something that is, it's a big story, obviously. These cases were somewhat, from my understanding, in these indictments, very similar to the charges originally filed. But 6 officers indicted in the death of Freddie Gray, a grand jury in Baltimore, laid down the indictments yesterday on homicide and assault charges. The charges announced by Marilyn Mosby, the state's attorney for Baltimore City, do not differ greatly from those she initially filed against the officers, but getting a grand jury to agree and deliver an indictment is a milestone and is a case that has generated national attention. 25-year-old man fatally injured last month in police custody. And so what do we make of this?
Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Libby.
It's a long time coming. As much as I truly believe that the majority of police officers just want to do their jobs, there are times, and we have seen it so many times over the last 12 months, because this summer will be the first summer after what happened in Ferguson, that they have to be held accountable for their actions when their actions are criminal and result in the death of people unnecessarily. And I was at an event last night, and I looked at my phone and I saw this, and we were all sort of surprised that the officers were indicted. But I think that this shows that people are willing to go to the next level on this, to rein in some of this behavior.
Well,
why would you be surprised when she had already asked for indictments and gotten them? Look, this is a woman who really has a determination to do what you've just asked. But we all know that a district attorney, can, as Saul Wachtler once put it, indict a ham sandwich. So that's what's happened here. Now, it's a little bit more complicated than you may have even indicated, because, look, we send our police into the worst possible environments in which crime is all around, and they have to do what they have to do. And what you're saying, and I think correctly, is if it's a determined thing to be extra legal and to punish somebody on their own, they deserve to be indicted and they deserve anything they get. But in fact, I'm sure if you got inside their mind, what they're thinking is, we do our job. Sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes somebody's going to try to kill us, and we respond. And we have to both be professional, but at the same time, we have to watch for our families and our kids and everybody else. It's very difficult.
Yes, it is very difficult. But this guy was not a threat to their lives. They had him handcuffed and dragged him into the paddy wagon or the transport van, whatever they call it now. And
not paddy wagon.
Right. And what I found interesting was...
You can't do that.
Oh, yeah, fine. So what I find interesting is that the guy who was driving was, it seems, got the worst of the...
The charges. Most severe. And isn't that because of the initial allegation from what we heard?
About him driving and knocking
him
around.
Yeah, so there was a swerve back and forth.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Libby, to just carry on our little conversation here a little bit more. When you spoke before...
Just Bissell, right?
Yeah. When you spoke before, you were talking overview of police. And that's what my comments were meant to deal with. I wasn't, I think, as I said, if it's an individual and specific case in which wrongdoing, purposeful wrongdoing, can be shown, then that's another whole story. As I have said to you guys, when I taught at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice, I had guys in my class who would almost braggadocio, who worked on Rikers, and it's all coming out now, you know, the prison, would have squads that would go in and do damage. I never believed them, but, you know, I thought it was all braggadocio. But in light of what I have heard, I do now.
When you think of what the next step will be, I guess what I'm ultimately trying to ask is do you think that the way this municipality and the way these charges have handed down, and obviously all cases are different, but do you get a sense that we're now, as a culture, taking this more seriously than we even did a year ago?
Yes, because the media is paying attention to it. And the African-American community has risen up, and the whole notion of hashtag Black Lives Matter, and that has taken on a life of its own, in a sense, and has raised people's consciousness around this. You know, it's like, I've been thinking a lot about this. You know, sometimes people say they're never going to go on a plane again because of one crash, but there are thousands of flights every single day. The same thing with our police. There are thousands upon thousands upon thousands of interactions with the public every single day, many of them with very positive outcomes. And then we have these incidences, and I'm sure there are more of these incidences that we don't know about. And unfortunately, it then tarnishes the reputation of all police. And I don't want that to happen because, look, I have said this before. When I want them, when I call 911, I want them to come and I want them to do whatever it is that needs to be done to protect life and liberty. But, you know, there's also this overwhelming sense of power. We see it in Troy. In Troy, New York, I think that a couple of cops were found guilty of abridging somebody's civil rights. Some guy who they took into custody who was in a wheelchair. These things do happen. We just can't paint all police and law enforcement with such a broad brush, but it's up to the law enforcement and police to police themselves.
Well, you know, there's another piece to this, and very quickly I can tell you that people like yourself, what you just said, are really interested in having the right kind of protection in their communities. Bill de Blasio, I have said, in New York City, is a one-term mayor if the crime rate continues to go up.
Absolutely.
No matter what happens. But on the other hand, he's saying, well, stop and frisk is wrong. The courts are saying stop and frisk is wrong. And it is wrong. It's just wrong. I mean, you take somebody who's walking while black and say, okay, you, we're going to search, and the white guy, we're not going to search. surge. That is just wrong. There's no way to justify it except that when you impose some of these reforms, what happens is crime rate goes up, which is exactly what's happening right now. It's happening in a lot of our cities and as a result of playing fairer. This is a big enigmatic problem. We don't know what to do about that.
Let's take a break, and we will come back and talk about other issues as well, get to some letters, and then take a news break. We'll be right back after this.
Support for WAMC comes from NBT Bank, offering trust and fiduciary services, investment management, and retirement planning for individuals and businesses. NBTBank.com. Hubbard Hall Center for the Arts and Education, Cambridge, New York, celebrating 38 years of bringing art and community together in Southern Washington County. HubbardHall.org. And Harney and Sons Fine Teas, over 250 teas at their tasting rooms in Millerton and Soho, and lunch that features tea cuisine, vegan, and gluten-free options. Harney.com.
Mind a better time. Takes a long way home from work. Car parked on the wrong side of the bridge. Country golden Saturday night and smokes. You don't have to tell me anything. It's a lowy lonesome sound when the wind sweeps through the pine.
Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable. Alan Chartok, Ray Graff, Libby Post making up the group this morning, and we thank you very much for being with us. Roundtable at WAMC.org for your participation. For your participation only. Alan, do you have a letter or two for us?
We do. Joan has written, Alan, no, this is Margaret. Alan, shouldn't you have reported what you heard at Rikers? And Margaret, how do you know what I did? Number one. And number two, this guy was braggadocio. I mean, you know, one has to make an assessment as to whether you hear something specific or not. In retrospect, maybe, but he was never convicted or found or anything, and nobody ever said anything about him. But nevertheless, you know, people saying what they're hearing and seeing is always a good idea. Joan says, the problem is that the police departments do not even try to weed out those that have unresolved prejudices against certain groups of people. They also do not weed out those that have low self-esteem and want that uniform to control others. There are lots of them. It needs to be addressed if we want the communities to respect the police. I was a victim of police brutality, so I know what I'm talking about, and that's from Joan. Barbara says about Arlo. Amazing concert last night. Very emotional to those of us who came out of age during these wonderful days of change. But were the lights and smoke necessary? It was incredibly well produced. A coffee house feel, but have been more complimentary to Arlo's music and his message, peace and love.
Aww.
And Barbara also talked to me last night with her husband about the NED pipeline going through the area, and she expressed tremendous concern about that. And let's see here. I guess
we're taking personal
Irene
requests now.
Says,
yeah,
yeah.
Irene, did I do something wrong?
No, not at all. No, I thought the fact that people they see you, and now I think that's great.
Yeah, you mean like they have an idea for the show?
Yeah,
yeah, like a long, like Casey Kasem, distance dedication.
Sure, happens a lot, as you know, Joe. Irene says, the DA in the Freddie Gray case has guts. The former Staten Island DA, Dan Donovan, should be investigated and let the chips fall. He's a politico of the worst proportions. And I think, Joseph, unless you see something that I don't see, that's it.
That is what I see as well. So let us take a break. We will come back. We'll get some news from the BBC, and then we'll tackle some other issues. I have at least three or four on my roster. We'll see how many we can get to. Although, I bet if we focus, we can get to all of them, right?
Yes, because there's not that many.
Okay. So we will be right back after this short break.
Support for WAMT comes from Center for Better Hearing, Glens Falls, New York. Doctors Susan Boja and Cara Bedore providing audiological and hearing health care services in a patient-focused environment. HearingBest.com. Great Camp Sagamore, a National Historic Landmark at Raquette Lake in the Adirondacks. Open for accommodations, tours, and events since 1897, greatcampsagamore.org. And Curran Compliance Services, Greenwich, New York. Compliance and regulatory consultants for life insurance and annuity carriers and their distribution partners. CurranCompliance.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to our roundtable panel for this Friday, the 22nd of May.
Wow.
Very early Memorial Day, isn't it?
It really is.
It's usually the 28th, 29th.
I don't understand why it's not.
I don't know.
Next weekend, because next Monday is still May, isn't it?
No.
It's not?
No, it's June
1st. Monday is June
1st. That's the fun drive.
That's the fun drive.
Oh, sorry, folks.
Memorial Day cannot get in the way of the first day of the fun drive.
Never mind.
I wondered when we were going to get around to that one. You know, we're doing quite well, but the question is whether we're going to make it into the lockbox, Joe and Libby and whatever your name
Ray.
Is.
Ray. Dave Gilletly.
Yeah, Ray. Sure. Ray.
Whatever. It's all right. Whatever you want. Just carry on.
Now, Alan, from my understanding, the word I have on the street is 219,000. Is that correct?
Don't know, because it takes a lot for an old man to figure out how to work all these various devices, which give me the information.
See, I was told you had the information on an app. Okay, so, yeah, that sounds...
I have an app. And while you talk, I'm looking at the app, you see?
Yeah.
Don't you see?
Okay.
Have an app and then have a nap.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's a good idea, actually.
Today,
yeah,
an app. True. Tomorrow, a nap.
A nap, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that's right.
Okay, so in any case, what we want to talk about is the lockbox. It's open for business,
sure.
And we need your help. We're trying to get to $375,000 so we can get a $17,000 challenge, a collective challenge. To make that, we need to raise $375,000. Now, here is what strikes fear in the heart of Dr. Chartok and all of us,
right,
which is that we are going into a holiday weekend. People are out doing stuff. We don't want that to slow us down. We have to have that be at very high volume.
Oh, boy, do we ever.
Yeah. So
no, I'm scared to death. By the way, Joe, you're right. 219,838 is what we have on our way on our way to this match to get $17,500, $10,000 from Mr. Big, who has been wonderful to us and we love him, and the other $7,500 from the First Niagara Bank. So you know what? You're going to leave money in the bank? What are you? Are you kidding? You know, we got to get the bankers to pay up, and this is the way to do it.
It certainly is. All you have to do is go to WAMC.org, and as soon as you do that, the things pop up, and they remind you, and a hand actually comes out, taps you on the shoulder, and says, hey, don't forget to put money in the lockbox, and all of this shortens the fun drive, and we desperately need to do that. We had a short drive last time. We want a short drive this time. It's as simple as that. WAMC.org.
Well, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard. We got to get to this 375. We're, as you say, 220. And we have how many days?
We have a week and 3 days.
Ten.
A week and three.
ten days.
We're in trouble. I mean, we'll be in trouble if we don't do this. I don't know what I'll do. I just don't know what to do. I mean, I can't do more than express my passion for saving the station. That's all.
Well, WAMC.org, and I'm going to check in with you. Just have your app ready there, Alan, because I want to check in with you.
I bet we can get
deep into hit 220 by the end of the show.
As the old saying goes, always keep your app out.
Right.
Right. Unless you're in mixed company.
Check.
That's right. Unless you're in mixed
company. I'm not saying a word.
You know,
What's the matter with you? People have filthy minds.
You don't want to have an app slip.
There are health code violations.
That's right.
God. Boys, let's focus.
All right, let's focus on the issues at hand. We will go to two issues and...
What?
What? Just a little giddy this morning.
What, Alan?
You have the same app. You have the same app I do here.
I know, but I keep it in my pants.
Hey, ho, hey, all right.
I keep it in my phone in my pocket.
Moving on.
Okay. Let's go.
Let's
talk about the Dugars, shall we?
Well, no, let's talk about the Boy Scouts. Let's talk about the Boy Scouts. The Boy Scouts, here's what I didn't know. I forgot. I guess I knew this. I just forgot this, that the that Robert Gates was the president of the Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
And the former Secretary of Defense, he called on Thursday to end the Scouts' ban on gay adult leaders, warning the group's executives that, quote, "We must deal with the world as it is, not as we might wish it to be," which sounds a little bit like a backhanded compliment.
Yes, it really was. It's a slap up the side of the head.
What a cop-out.
Yeah. Well, you know, the man did manage the whole transition from Don't Ask, Don't Tell to being able to serve out and proud in the military. You know, he's speaking to his... He is speaking to his audience. You know, he's not a dumb guy, and... this is a good step forward. It doesn't solve everything because of the religious organizations that are so clearly tied to the Boy Scouts, and Gates is very clear that their needs, their rights need to be taken into account. But I think that this is for him, somebody of his stature, to come out like this publicly and say this shows the path that they're going to be going down eventually. And he's absolutely right about all the decisions that are going to be coming down, all the court cases, all the discrimination cases. You know, the more that these kinds of cases wend their way through the courts, the better off.
As a practical matter, how does who you sleep with have any bearing on what the Scouts do?
Well, in other words, a really good question, Ray, because it's zero.
Because you don't come in, "Hey, boys, we're gonna teach you square knots. By the way, I love chicks." I mean, it's not.
No, but there's the assumption that you love chicks.
But it doesn't have anything to do with Boy Scouting.
I know, but it's about the fear. It's the fear. Oh, we're sending our young boys, teenage boys, overnight with a gay man, and that just just goes right to the fears of so many people, what they have, their own homophobia, their own fears about being around gay people, that of course we're going to hit on you. And my answer to that is, don't flatter yourself.
Now, two...
Were you a Boy Scout? Joe, were you a Boy Scout?
I was a Boy Scout.
Yeah, and I'll bet you became an Eagle, right?
I did not become an Eagle Scout.
Me neither.
No.
Well, at least we have that on the table.
In fact, for reasons I don't want to get into on the air, although they'll probably be obvious by the chuckles when I say this, I was hesitant to become a Weeblo.
Oh, were you?
A Weeblo. You know,
I was not a Boy Scout, but my brother was a Cub Scout, and he was a Cub Scout for about a year until he grew out of the largest Cub Scout uniform. And I was like, well, forget it. I can't. You know what? I can't wear a barrel, so forget it.
That's right. You're done.
All I can tell you is I was in the world's best Boy Scout unit of all. The guy who ran it, all he did was to run this like Patton ran the Third Army. And we had three meetings a week. We had three meetings a week. We went on sealed orders hikes, and he got us every single thing that he could possibly get us. In terms of publicity, we were always in magazines, Vanity Fair. You name it. I think it was Vanity Fair. All these guys got terrific things. But among adolescent boys, I have to tell you, the F word was used. Everybody was this and that. You know, I mean, it was terrible.
That's awful.
That's right. And so there were people who thought that some of the people involved in the administration of the troop might have been gay. But we all love those people. So, you know, you're exactly right that the idea that these are, that somehow, you know, these people are going to be sexual predators.
Right.
Came up to anybody's head.
Right. That's what it's all about. It's this concept that we're all sexual predators. And that's what people want to believe.
And it's not only the Boy Scouts.
No, it certainly isn't.
I mean, we have that. We have it in the church. We have it in the clergy. We've seen it when people have power, and unfortunately, what it does is corrupt everybody else's reputation.
Meanwhile,
the idea, yes.
Meanwhile, in the cookie kingdom of the world, the Girl Scouts are welcoming transgender girls.
That's right. I was just about to say that they're opening their doors to transgender kids, which is great, because transgender kids need a place to be with other kids, regardless of their gender. And it's a wonderful thing.
And we should note that this comes out of the Boy Scouts, it seems more negative than I mean it to be, but, you know, kicking and screaming into actually allowing gay scouts.
That's not negative, honey. Yeah. You're absolutely right. They kicked and screamed for a really long time. They didn't want to do it. They just didn't want to do it because it's not their version of what masculinity is all about. And it's really
too bad. Gets even worse than that because as you said, Libby, it gets even worse because when Gates speaks, as you say, well, you say you dismiss it. He's talking to his constituency and everything. He's not saying we're doing it because it's right. He's saying
Absolutely.
We're doing it because we don't want to get sued.
Right.
So meanwhile, in our Hypocrisy Watch 2015, we go to
The Duggars.
So for those of you who are perhaps unfamiliar with cable television, there is a series on TLC, am I right?
Yes.
On TLC, which, by the way, do you know what TLC stands for,
The
Ray?
Learning Channel.
Right, The Learning Channel.
Wow. It's not one of those Turner
no.
Love Channel or
something?
No,
I have no idea.
That's TBS.
And what's a Dugger?
Okay, so it's his family.
What's a Dugger?
And what, 19?
Yes, too many in counting is
they
really
have
what
like
it should
19
be.
Kids or
yes.
Whatever.
Wow.
And but very strong Christian values. They have this reality show on television and a lot of preaching, a lot of, you know, very much in your face. Well, we found out yesterday that the oldest Dugger child, who happens to, and I apologize because I am trying to bring this up on my computer, but it's...
He worked for the Family Research Council. PAC.
All right. The Family Research Council PAC, which obviously is a conservative organization.
And it's actually been certified as an anti-gay hate group by the Southern Poverty Leadership Council.
Okay. And he is the head of this organization and also a show that preaches family, abstinence, all of this. So
hold it. 19 kids and they're preaching abstinence?
Well,
Before marriage.
Two of the daughters just got married and they were already pregnant and going to have babies soon. These kids...
Maybe they were immaculate.
No. These kids were chaperoned. They weren't allowed to hug each other, you know, body to body. It had to be side to side. They were only allowed to kiss on the cheek and hold hands until they got married.
So meanwhile, we found out that the oldest kid was molesting 12-year-olds.
Including some of his own siblings.
Which, by the way...
But it's worse.
I would like to point out, which I find to be the most disturbing part of the story, that's saying a lot because there are a lot of really disturbing parts to the story. But this all came out. The family was well aware of this. This all came out well before they dealt with this, well before the show went on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about being hypocritical of going on and talking about this for, three, four seasons, that... You have this 27-year-old who's part of this program, a main part of the program, a high-profile member of an evangelical Christian family. Now, this all broke because of a tabloid report that he molested several underage girls while he was a teenager. And he resigned the post from the Family Research Council. And he acted inexcusably, he says, and was deeply sorry for what he called, quote, my wrongdoing. And
but now he's found God, so everything's okay. I mean, that's really what he said. He's let Christ into
and
his life in a
that
way.
That happens a lot.
Yeah, right. All the priests found God, too, and everybody else has found God. And so now you're not held responsible.
And I think Chuck Colson, wasn't he one of the Watergate guys?
Yes.
And he became a preacher.
That's
and
right.
Did all that. All is excused when you find God.
That's right.
No consequences.
As long as it's the right kind of God, Alan.
Yeah.
As long as it's the right kind of God.
But what's interesting is that this guy has done commercials, and I think I read it in the Times this morning, or Joe, you sent us something, and what there is pictures of him with virtually every right-wing guy in the Republican Party endorsing them.
I do want to quickly try to clarify something. I do not believe that there were charges filed, that there was any improper relationship within the family.
I've heard back and forth that there were, so I don't know.
The only thing that I have heard, I just want to make sure that we're accurate on this, report redacted the name of the suspect and the alleged victims, all juveniles. The only people listed were the father and mother, who were listed as relatives, as the parents of the accused. So, again, innocent until proven guilty, although he has admitted the wrongdoing. He did go to authority, so a lot of this is past.
I have to say, his father turned him in. You know?
Yeah, well, right.
What was the father's motivation?
Yeah. To save...
What was the father's motivation?
Right,
yeah.
Probably
yeah,
to save face.
Well, we don't know. I'm just raising the question.
Right.
It's an interesting case. We'll see, where it goes from here.
You know, what's interesting for me, of course, is that these are people that rail against gay rights. You know, the mother single-handedly helped to defeat an ordinance in someplace in Arkansas, and they're the people who formed the Boy Scout troop under a religious organization that Bob Gates wants to protect. That's exactly what we're talking about here. And it's, they are incredibly powerful, and people listen to them, and people put them up on a pedestal, and they really are very, very hateful.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we will continue and get to the topic or two that we have left. We welcome your comments. Roundtable@wamc.org. We do have many letters, so we'll get to those as well. Roundtable@wamc.org. We'll be back after this short break.
Support for WAMC comes from Mother Earth Storehouse, nutrition educators on staff to help customers make healthy lifestyle choices, serving the Hudson Valley with organic and natural foods since 1978. MotherEarthStorehouse.com. Binghamton University, committed to preparing students for advanced education and careers by fostering curiosity, growth, and discovery. Binghamton.edu. And Woodstock New Paltz Art and Crafts Fair, Ulster County Fairgrounds, New Paltz. Handcrafted, juried artisans and craftspeople from across America this weekend. QuailHollow.com.
Any other dog pulling me into the deep. Cold as it is. Cold as it is, I wouldn't leave. Cold as it is, I wouldn't leave my baby dog.
But what? No. Hi, welcome back to the...
Don't say that. Whatever you were going to say,
Libby and I are having a conversation.
Let's just say goodbye.
No, I was just saying during the break that one of my issues, and this is something that bothers me in general, but you have a family, and I think this is what got me to the story in the first place. You have a family that is preaching about the Family Research Council, and what's best for the family. I just think that if you are going to do what's best for the family, right, you don't take underage children and put them on television and expose them to that world. That seems to be...
Or expose the world to them. I mean, those kids are now targets.
Well, they're targets, but it's also, you know, it's just you're invading your life with a camera, and that just that
different
that,
strokes for different folks. If they dig that, let them do it.
It's about the money, folks.
Well, listen,
it's about the
Libby
money.
To cast aspersions upon someone who wants to do
if
something different.
If you're 18 and you want to make, do you want to put your kids? Would you put your kids on that?
We would have the best show of all time. Are you kidding me? If the producers want to call me, I'm all over it. All right.
Look, it's about the money.
But don't you feel
there's
it's
no room for cameras in my house?
To your child, would you want poor Greta if she didn't want to do it? How do you get out of that? You're a child.
She alone would be the best program ever made on television.
And there would never have been a Shirley Temple. There never would have been a Shirley Temple if we followed those.
But that's
the
different.
Rule. In other words, no, it isn't different. Every look, Joe.
Did you
everything
say the
is
Libby
different.
Rule?
Well, yeah.
That's another
didn't
show.
You say you didn't want
Judge Libby.
Yeah, didn't you say? Didn't you say you didn't want? You thought that they subjected the kids to.
Well, I said that's that's all right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's the Joe rule. Yeah. My thing is that when you have that many children and you're putting the family to it, it's not an individual child with talent that you're putting in into
like that
in
Honey
the show
Boo-Boo.
Business. There you
well,
go.
That's another,
very talented.
Oh yeah, I mean it's sort of purient. It's just this our ability to watch other people without those other people seeing us watch them,
all right.
And we can just sit there in judgment or whatever. Or enthralled by it. But for the Dugars, it was about the money. They had 17 kids when this show started.
Yeah.
He was a used car salesman.
I put it to the panel that society is crumbling faster than we can imagine. And this is the end of Western civilization as we know it. And
Thank you. Thank you, Elmer. Yeah, thank you, Elmer.
Just let it ride, people.
Elmer who?
Enjoy
Elmer
your
Fudd?
Bread
Elmer
and
Gantry.
Circuses and TLC because
Elmer
it's all over now.
Ah, yes, Elmer Gantry.
Baby Blue.
Burt Lancaster, let's go.
Okay.
Hey, Joe, what else you got?
I got lots of letters. Or you have lots of letters to read.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go. Peter says, when a man is caught abusing girls, we say, oh, the pervert. Lock him away and throw away the key. When it's boys, we say, oh, those gay people. Peter in Annandale. And
what does that mean?
I don't know. I just read them, Libby. That's not my job. I just read them.
Fine.
Okay, and it was just fine. Fine, just fine. Michael says, religion, the last refuge of scoundrels. Kenner says, I don't know. He gives it an address for the Southern Poverty Law Center.
That's what it is. I'm sorry, folks. It was the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yeah, right. And then and Peter says in New Paltz, it's a common tactic to portray a group you dislike as a threat. That's what the right has tried to do with gay people, to portray them as people who reject conventional morality. I think it's why there has been such resistance to accepting gays and Boy Scouts and elsewhere. It's not just about sex.
Well, it's also what the left does to conservatives, too. I mean, both sides on the extreme do the same thing. So let's get real, folks.
Yeah, but we're right.
I got to clear my throat here. John says, someone needs to tell them that a uterus is not a clown car. Someone needs to tell them that a uterus is not.
All right.
That's great.
Okay, we're done. Okay. I've had it. That's it.
That may be one of the best comments we've ever received.
That is great.
Even out of context. Laura, great content.
And Laura says, one problem is that poor people of color are not so healthy, so confrontations such as tasers that are supposed to subdue them may seriously harm them. Well,
and the reason why they're not necessarily healthy is because they're poor and they don't have access
they're poor.
To health care. And there's health care disparities in this country.
Right. And Randy, that's a different thing there. And Jeff says, why is it so hard for homophobics to separate homosexuals from pedophiles and child molesters? It's sick. They're the only ones with child abuse in their convoluted minds, not gay scoutmasters. And Jack says, dear roundtable, police are legally blessed to react based on suspicion. It says blessed. I don't get that. Maybe required. And to lie. While it's a crime for us to lie to them or to not comply if they decide to detain us, whoever put these lopsided laws in place have destabilized the trust between police and citizens. And on. And by the way, you got a compliment. There's a lot of these. But Joe and Ray, you got a compliment for your work together and how good you make the show sound.
You see? Well, we're propping you up, Alan.
I just wanted to make that plain.
Thank you.
And George says freedom has its social costs. Reese, stop and frisk, et cetera. And that's from George in Kingston.
Now, Alan, can I interrupt you for a second?
Yes, please.
Can
of course.
You check the app real quick and see if we're up to 220?
I already did check it, Joe, and there's a piece of bad news.
Okay.
Refresh, thing, old boy, refresh.
Well, how do you do it on the app?
Ah.
You pull it down.
You close the app.
No, you just pull it down.
Yeah, okay, we'll be an hour three by the time we figure this out. We made it, folks.
Okay. You pull it down. Okay, I pulled it down. Okay, and now we need $112.
All right, $112. Okay. We can do that by the break.
We have 1 minute.
Okay. It's roundtable at WAMC.org. We need your help for the lockbox. We want to end the fund drive before it begins, for goodness sakes. WAMC.org, WAMC.org. Alan, Raymond, Libby, have a wonderful holiday weekend. We'll be back on Tuesday.
And also with you.
Thank you very much.
You too.
Back at you.
You're listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.